Thank you so much for joining us today. You're listening to Corrieton Cast, the official podcast of Corrieton Church.
Let's not fly through Christmas without considering who is laying in the manger. You're listening to Dr. Ucky Ramsey's Christmas message, What Child Is This? This baby in the manger is no ordinary child. He is the Ancient of Days in human flesh, who came to save and will return.
Who is this babe born in Bethlehem? His name is Jesus, which means Jehovah or Yahweh saves. There was never a time when Jesus was not. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the one who was, who is to come, and who forever will be. 2,000 years ago, Jesus came to this earth, God Himself in a human body. This baby in a manger was no ordinary child. He was God's Son. With God as His Father, Jesus is divine. The fullness of deity dwells in Him. He is God, Emmanuel, God with us. He's the image of the invisible God, whom no man has seen or can see and live. With Mary as His mother, Jesus is the God-man, fully divine and at the same time fully human. Eternally one with the Father and Spirit, now we see Him in a manger, gazed upon by two people He created. 12 years later, we find Jesus as a boy in the temple, confounding the priests with His understanding of God, Scripture, and spiritual things. 18 years after that, John baptizes Jesus, calling Him the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus then walks into a synagogue and reads Scripture from Isaiah 61 about the long-awaited promised Messiah, and Jesus declares that He is Israel's Messiah, God's Christ. For the next 3.5 years, Jesus demonstrated that He indeed was God by the things that He did. Who else can speak and the winds obey Him? Who else can send fish into a net by His word? Who else can call up a single fish with a specific coin in its mouth? Who else can feed 5,000 men and 4,000 men, not counting women and children present, with a few fish and loaves? Who else can make blind men see, lame men walk, leprous men clean, and dead men live? Who else can foretell and prearrange His own death, burial, and resurrection? Who else can do these things? Jesus, this seemingly helpless babe lying in a manger. In a conversation with some doubting Jews, Jesus told them that He existed before Abraham was born, that He was the I Am who appeared to Moses. He was Jehovah or Yahweh, same person, two pronunciations. Jesus told His disciples that He and God the Father were one, and that if you've seen Him, you've seen the Father. Who else has always been? Who else spoke and everything that is was? Who else can create everything out of nothing? Who else can dry out a path through the Red Sea or the Jordan River? Who else can rain manna and quail from heaven? Who else can bring water from a rock in a desert? Who else can use a raven to bring bread and meat to His servant every morning and evening? Who else can send fire from heaven and consume a sacrifice? Who else can join three servants in a fiery furnace and protect them from even the smell of smoke? Who else can shut the mouths of the lions for the righteous and open them wide for the wicked? Who else is all-knowing? Who else can speak of the future as if it's the past? Who else is all-wise? Who else is always present? Who else has all power and all authority? Who else has always possessed immortality? Who else dwells in unapproachable light? Who else is perfectly righteous and holy? Who else loves like He loves? Who else is as good as He is? Jesus, being human, can represent mankind at the place of judgment, the cross. Being divine, he can also represent God at that same place of judgment, the cross. There, God the Father will robe man's sin and his just wrath upon his sinless Son. There, the Father will judge and condemn his own Son so that he can forgive sinners. There, the Father will punish his own Son so that he can redeem us. Jesus, eternally one with the Father and Spirit, now we see him hanging, abandoned on a cross. The one from whom all good things flow, now deprived of everything that is good. Greater love has no one than this. Who is this man who loves sinners and saves them from their sin? Who else can satisfy the requirements of a righteous, holy God? Who else would suffer hell for undeserving sinners? Who else can forgive a man's sin? Who else has a name that causes demons to tremble? Who else has a name that can save? Who else has a name above every other name? Who else is King of Kings? Who else is Lord of Lords? Who else will have every knee bow to him? Who else will have every tongue confess that he is Lord? Who else can take the sting out of death? Who else can give you life after you die? Who else can give you eternity once your journey in here in the land of time ends? I'll tell you who. Only this babe in this obscure manger. Who else can always be with you? Who else can limit your trials and deliver you from temptation? Who else can put more in you than life in a cursed world can ever put on you? Who else can cause you to overwhelmingly conquer? Who else can lead you in his triumph? Who else can turn bad to good? Who else can turn curses into blessings? Who else can use for good what someone meant for evil? Who else? Who else left the glory of heaven for the good of men? Who else set aside divine privileges and humbled himself to the point of death? Who else will one day put an end to sin, Satan, and evil? Who else will punish the wicked and right all wrongs? Who else will one day wipe away every tear from our eyes? Who else will one day put an end to all pain, suffering, and death? Who else has created an eternal place with sights that man has never seen, with sounds that man has never heard, a place that is beyond what man has ever imagined? Who else? Who else is worthy of your entire life, your time, your talents, your resources, your energy, your devotion, your obedience, your love? Only this babe born on a quiet night in Bethlehem. But don't be fooled by what looks like a helpless babe lying in a manger. This child is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Colossians 2:9 tells us that in him the fullness of God dwells in bodily form. Though just born, he's the Ancient of Days, the one who never began because he always has been. Now living in time and space, this babe existed forever in eternity. This babe who's yet to walk will one day enable crippled men to run. This babe who just now has opened his eyes will one day give sight to blind men. This babe who must be fed by his mother now will one day multiply fishes and loaves to feed thousands of people at a time. This babe who's just been born will one day raise men from the dead. This babe is coming to this cursed world to deliver you from it. This babe who was born for you will eventually die for you. This babe will suffer enormous pain so that one day you'll never suffer pain again. This babe who will suffer your hell will one day give you his heaven. This babe who now cries real tears will one day wipe away every one of yours. Mary's baby boy is the great I Am. He might appear to be minutes old, but he's existed forever. He might look like a helpless child lying there, but he is omnipotence in a person. He might appear to be confined to a small table, but the highest heavens cannot contain him. He might seem to be as weak as a lamb, but he will roar as a lion. Jesus snuck into our world in the quiet of night, but he'll return to our world in the clouds for all to see. He was born to two humble parents and laid in a manger, but he'll return on a white horse with the armies of God. He came the first time to save. He'll come the second time to judge and to reign. The first time as a seemingly helpless baby, the second time with all power and authority. The first time he took care of our sin problem, the second time he will take care of the problem of sin. The first time he came to fix what sin broke in us, the second time he will fix all that sin broke in our world. As the Bible tells us, there will no longer be any curse. This babe of Bethlehem became sin for us that we might be made righteous by him. He suffered our hell to give us his heaven. He absorbed the wrath of God that we deserve so that one day we would never again know fear, pain, or loss. We get sentimental about Christmas, but don't be sentimental about this child. Don't just admire him, worship him. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all.
We hope you have a very good Christmas this week, but don't pass through the season without pausing to worship the eternal Lord who put on humanity in his wondrous plan to redeem and save you and me. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's message, and if you did, why don't you join us for a service in person this Sunday? You can find directions at CorringtonChurch.com. We've got childcare, age-specific small groups, coffee, great biblical preaching, Christ-centered worship music, and more. Bring the family and come see us at 10:15 this Sunday morning.